Hey guys, welcome to the AfterBuzz TV After Show for Dance Moms. We are talking the premiere of Season 7. This is Episode 1, Fight for Your Life. Let's talk about it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, look at this. Go back up.
We were talking about my singing. I'm a really good dancer too.
Great. Hey guys, welcome to the AfterBuzz TV After Show for Dance Moms. Yes. We're talking the premiere. I'm so excited. Right. This is, I really like that like pump in the beginning. Thank you for that. Those like pink lights. Pump me up.
Shout out to Alexis.
Right. Hey, guys. I'm Jennifer Leone. You could find me on Instagram and Twitter at Jennifer Leone TV. And please follow AfterBuzz TV as well. Give us a 5-star rating on iTunes, SoundCloud. Give us a thumbs up on YouTube. I have the live chat rolling, so please give us your comments. I love hearing you guys and seeing you over and over in our chats. Stay with us. And today I have the gorgeous Miss Becca.
Hi, I'm Becca. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Becca B Talks TV.
Yes, we're both TV names.
Yes.
So it's the beginning of Season 7. What did you think of this?
I'm really excited that it went straight into Season 7 from the last episode of Season 6. Because mm-hmm. normally I feel like they have the little, like, reunion episode type thing.
Yeah, type always.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I miss the actual episodes when those happen.
Like, you miss the the next episodes, you're saying?
No, like, I miss, like, seeing the actual episodes, like, the drama-filled episodes when those reunion things happen.
Yeah,
like,
no, that makes sense.
I like hearing them talk, but at the same time, I want to see all the drama.
Right.
Stuff.
I feel like with those reunions, they just, like, fight, and this was just too much, so they didn't even go into it. I mean, they opened up this episode talking about how there's 8 weeks where they didn't talk at all, and I think that's the longest they've ever gone without talking. And for me, I think that if they did a reunion, then they probably just, it would have been
It would have
not
been silence.
Good. Yeah, and also probably not a Season 7.
Yeah.
They needed to cool down a little bit.
Yep.
So, let's talk about how Abby wants to see these girls until the end. She just, like, wants to teach
them,
that it's not good to quit. What did you think? Did you think that this was something that she felt back on, or do you think that it's something that she really genuinely believes?
I think she loves the elite team.
Uh-huh.
She's watched, especially Nia, she's watched her grow up, and she's taught the elite team for a while. Some of them are newer mm-hmm. than others. Some of them have been there for a while, but she feels like a mother figure to them, and she doesn't want to abandon them and let them go. And I also think she wants to take responsibility for teaching them dance.
That's what I think, too. And they're going to be stars.
Yeah.
I mean, they are stars already. So I love it that we can watch, though, and pretend like they're not already, like, famous and really super talented and going to do great things anyway. So, no matter what, these girls are going to be fine.
Oh,
it's Abby that might not be fine. What do you think, though? That's kind of how I think. Tell us what you think, too, in the chat.
Yeah, I think it's a two-way street. Abby needs the girls to stay sane, and without the girls, she's kind of a complete mess. Like,
right.
Without the girls on her side, even. Like, even if they're there, if they're on a side that's, like, going against her, I feel like she's an absolute mess.
Good point. No, I think that that's true. It's like, and she's all or nothing.
Yeah.
She's just all over the place screaming and crying. She's super angry. Or she delivers, like, today where she was like, okay, girls, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe she did lose a little bit of her voice, but I thought that her delivery this episode was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think she's, I think she just has a lot going on in her life.
I know.
At all times of the day.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how like, I think seeing her schedule would kind of freak me out and give me anxiety, but...
Right. Well, I mean, as I mentioned before, I talked to Gianna, and again, if you guys haven't checked that out, it's up on AfterBuzz, and it's also on YouTube. You can check it out, but Gianna talks about their schedules, yeah. And it was interesting when Abby said, 5 years ago, I committed to putting a new number on stage every week, and I'm going to see these girls out. And it's funny because when I talked to Gianna, she explained to me how before they would continue to
reuse.
Yeah, they would totally reuse everything. And now Lifetime's like, no, 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 we need a new routine this week. Can you commit? Yeah. And she said yes. So now she's like, no, I'm seeing this whole thing through to the end. So I think she thinks she's going to prison in general. Or this is the beginning of the end and the girls are moving on. One of
they're
the two.
They're growing up and they're looking for careers and getting noticed by people who are going to hire them for different things.
Yeah. And I love, though, that she still makes them fight.
Yeah.
Because this whole episode has been fighting to the end, what it's called. It's Fight for Your Life. And it's been fighting... that's always been her message, is that you need to fight for everything. If there's a girl next to you that dances better, then you better fight so that you're better than her.
She teaches them, like, life lessons that they need to know to progress in life. Mm-hmm. And I think at the end of the day, like, the dance stuff is important to her, but she wants them to succeed in everything they do in life.
Yeah, I think so, too.
That's why she's hard on them.
Yeah, totally. And I don't think she's even that hard, especially in this episode. I think that is the whole thing with Peyton walking out. Let's talk about that a little bit. Again, there was no pyramid. This whole thing, this whole season, or well, end of season six, and then obviously the beginning of season seven. It has not been the same thing that we've seen over and over years after year. Yeah. So this is a huge transition time. And when Peyton walked off, what did you think about that? Did you think that it was something that was a good thing on Peyton's part and she shouldn't have worked to possibly stay in?
I don't think she could have handled the rejection at the end of the day, Peyton.
Okay.
Like, I think she could have probably gotten, like, passed, and she maybe could have still, like, ended up on the team, because at the end of the episode, we don't have a result.
Right. We don't know who went home. Yeah.
But I think Peyton had a chance of staying on the team.
I do, too.
But I think... it was right of her mom to pull her out, because if she had been rejected, she would have been destroyed.
I completely agree with you. I mean, she was sobbing from the start. She knew that she wasn't going to be there. I feel that her mom should have maybe handled it a different way, but I do understand why she walked off because of that.
I think... maturity-wise, she's, like, the youngest.
Oh, is she?
On the team. Well, she's not the youngest.
But she's in that group, yeah.
I feel like she's, like, probably, like, one of the youngest at heart, you know?
Okay.
And...
she did have all those legal issues, I'm thinking. Oh, no, that was the other mom. That was Sari. Yeah. Sorry. I can never say her name right. It's S-A-R-I. It's Sari. Something like that. Yeah. Not Suri Cruz, like S-U-R. but I want to know what you guys think, too, about that whole situation with Peyton and her walking off. Because she's such a great little dancer.
She is.
And all of them are so good. I was watching them perform, and even when they were just in the room, you know, doing their thing, practicing, it was just, everything was so good. What did you think, though, watching that?
Well, finishing up on the Peyton thing, I think that Peyton will shine with or without. So
okay, so you think she doesn't need the Abby Lee name to move forward?
I mean, yeah, it's like cool to be a part of it,
right?
I guess for these girls, because you see everyone on this team everywhere; they're a household name. But at the end of the day, to become like a great dancer, I don't think every dancer needs the studio.
No, not at all.
Every dancer's different.
Absolutely. I thought it was funny, though, the way that the moms looked when they when Abby brought the other moms in, the elite moms, their faces were on, like, jaws on the ground.
They were so offended.
So offended. Like, they were there before.
Yeah.
And listening to Stacey talk, I can't deal with Stacey and all her opinions.
I want to put, like, duct tape across their mouth.
Oh, my God.
Be like, please be quiet. You say too much.
And Becca saying that is the funniest thing ever. Oh, my gosh.
Like, no, they say too much.
I get what you mean. Maybe they're being pushed to, but Stacey just, she talks like she hasn't even watched the show or seen the commitment of the other moms. Yes, they've walked off. Yes, there was a lot happening. But come on.
Think before you say stuff.
I mean, you've been there for how many months, and the other moms have been there for years.
Yeah.
And it's an issue that the moms and Abby can deal with themselves. It's none of your business.
Yeah.
This whole mini mom thing, they're totally digging their nose where it doesn't belong. And it's too much for me.
Yeah, Abby is not going to let those elites stay away because they're the reason the show still exists.
Oh, yeah.
Let's be honest.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think everything stems from her, Abby, worried about losing the show, too.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, there's a lot of people that watch, but she doesn't know if it's declining
or
how this all works, life without or life after Maddie. So, I mean, we'll see, but I think that this season looks like a really, really drama-filled, different season like we've never seen before, so.
The promo was intense.
It was totally intense. I was like, okay, so we see this, we see that. We'll get into that later.
Dang.
I know, with our predictions, I just feel like it was crazy. Let's check up at the chat and see what everyone's saying. Oh, Peyton's mom was smart. Everyone thinks, Peyton could.
I think Peyton. Yeah.
Oh, Peyton could have been a star. I think she will be a star.
I think she still will be.
Hmm. And Sarah says, by the way, I got to speak to Holly and Nia in September 2015. Tell us what they said. We want to know. I had some frustration with Holly because I think Holly doesn't believe Nia is a good enough dancer to leave. Why is Nia still there? I don't get it. I agree with you. I don't know. I think that there's a commitment there, like commitment thing there.
I know. I think Holly wants Nia to stick around.
Yeah,
with
of course.
Abby.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's
no
like,
matter what.
It's a total commitment thing. I mean, you have to stick with. I mean, Nia was with her since she was two, so.
They're like so close that it's
so
like.
So close.
It's like a family relationship, kind of like.
Right. I love, though, that Abby is taking these girls. I think she's being smart with putting one mega team together between the elite girls and the mini girls. She knows that she can't handle both, which I'm not sure if that's a real storyline or not, because she's, according to Gianna in our interview, she said that she used to do, like, six teams. And
no, and I feel like she's still does a lot of
she
teams.
Does.
She teaches a lot more than just these girls that we see on TV.
Right, so I'm wondering if she means that in the way of coming up with organic material for the minis and the elites, and also training the minis in the right way that they can continue to grow and also get the elite girls to go where they need to go. So I think that's what she means, and like managing all of that. Because according to Gianna, and I think every other dancer could tell you that their teacher...
Their teacher handles a lot of
teams. Yeah, a lot of teams, a lot of different choreography. And also, I think that the choreography, before she did continue to recycle, so maybe that's what it is. So, I don't know, but I think it's smart that she put them all together. And I like, though, that she's handling it like saying, hey, girls, like, you have to fight for your position.
Yeah.
Like, nothing's guaranteed any of you can leave.
Well, that's, like, something that she always falls back on.
Mm-hmm.
You have to fight everyone. Like, your spot isn't, like, permanent on this team. you still got to work hard even if you're on the team.
Everyone's replaceable.
Yeah, everyone's replaceable.
That's her slogan. So let's move on to the solos. So Kendall got Cleopatra, Brynn got Evita, which I loved that she chose that because Evita is a very... she's a very dramatic character, something good for Brynn to take on. And also, Cleopatra is visually gorgeous, just like Kendall. Yeah. I mean, all the girls are gorgeous, but I like that Abby went to their strong points because easily she could have gave Kendall Evita, but...
Yeah, but...
Right.
She knows the girls. So
she totally does.
She knows what, like, what fits.
Right, what works for them. So, now the whole group, now this is the minis and the elite girls, they come together, minus Peyton. Peyton walks off. It's fight to be the best. That's what, oh no, it's the not. It's fight camp. She said fight to be the best, so I have that in quotes over here, so that's why I said that. And I love that she said, love what you're doing. So she wants them to fight.
And love it.
Right, and I think that the putting those two groups together, she gets to easily see who the weakest link is.
By watching who keeps up and who doesn't, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And compares, because as we've said before, and I mean, it's no secret, the minis are so behind sometimes. They're not together. They have a huge issue with timing and technique. Yeah. So, but when they're alone, they do a great job.
They're fantastic. Like, it impresses me. They're so young. It impresses me that, like, they can keep up as well as they do with the elites.
Right.
When they dance with the elites.
Yeah, yeah. We'll talk about how it turned out later, but yeah, I thought it was interesting seeing all of them. And again, with the camera angles, though, I just have to comment that I wish that we got to see everything. Like, we got to... Like, it's not zooming in on someone's face. Like, I don't need that. I could see their face from a distance. I want to see how their legs are, how their toes are. I want to see all that, and they're not showing me that. So,
yeah.
I just get really upset on that. Let's see what the chat's saying. Do you have the chat up on your computer?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go. Gia discusses real timing. Yes, they had to learn the dances, and it's too little time for one group, let alone two. Yep, that is true. So, oh, someone said they didn't like the older and the minis dancing together.
Maybe because the height thing?
Yeah, and also I think it was a little awkward, maybe?
I think it goes back to the height.
She needs to cut a few people is what it is. And, yeah, I'm glad she's doing it.
Well, it doesn't look like they fit together because mm-hmm. they're two different age groups.
Yeah, and you can't cut too many of the minis because then it'll look completely off. You can't have just, like, I mean, I guess you could have two little girls. Like, she did it once before with Vivi and Mackenzie.
Yeah.
That was cute how she had the two.
But they were, but the other girls were more, like,
yeah.
They weren't, like, junior links yet.
That's true. And also, there were more of them. So I don't know how this will look, and I think maybe that's why Abby was crying in the end. But let's talk about sheer talent. And I made a comment that they're always at sheer talent, but this is sheer talent in Las Vegas. And I thought visually, let's talk about Kendall. Kendall looked amazing.
Her costume's great.
Her costume, the setup. Abby did everything for Kendall. Yes, and I love those colors, the gold and the red. The lipstick, we asked on Twitter, Kendall, if you're watching, we want to know what kind of lipstick that is because it was stunning. Everything was beautiful.
I do wish that Abby would give her some more lyrical.
Yeah.
Just because I feel like lyrical shows off their talent a little more.
Well, shows off Kendall's talent a little more because this was, what was it under? It was contemporary. So, I mean, every girl... I guess does do contemporary, but for me, her dancing, her technique, it was not on point. I actually wouldn't be shocked if she got fifth, to be honest. To me, I thought that she was set up for everything great, And I didn't see the confidence. I didn't see the face. There were so many points where she could have, she had the opportunity to do so well. And it was just blah. It just fell flat for me. What did you think?
What it is the confidence thing.
It's the confidence, yeah.
I think she needs more confidence built up.
It's a powerful role. You need to take that on.
When she gets confidence built up, I feel like it gets knocked down. But, like, I don't feel like she shows confidence in her face.
Mm-hmm. Well, she has to learn that, though.
Yeah.
Because people are going to knock you down always.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
In TV, in dancing, modeling, acting, you name it. There's going to be... It doesn't matter
rejection.
If you're like... Oh, yeah, totally. It doesn't matter if you're the prettiest girl in the room. Someone is going to say that you're ugly. You know, it's just going to happen. So you need to pick yourself up. Kendall needs to work on that because that was a perfect setup. So pretty.
And the confidence thing would help her out so much because
she
her
got
facial
first.
Expressions would be more on point. And
her technique.
Her technique, yeah.
She would be up straight. I just literally want to slap her in the back and just be like, boom, pop your chest, shoulders back,
yes.
Come on. So that's what I thought about Kendall. Let's move on to Brynn. She had the lyrical, and it was Evita. I thought it was stunning.
Gorgeous dance. I liked the lyrics to the song.
Yeah.
I was listening to the lyrics of the song, and I really liked those.
Oh,
that was a pretty song.
It was. I was focused more on her dancing. I didn't really focus on the song, to be honest.
Was it any of the captions?
Yeah. Well, I was looking at her feet and her legs, and it was, like, totally impressive. I'm just overly impressed by Brynn over and over again. And I think if there was going to be anyone to take the team to win, it would be Brynn.
And Brynn at this point. Or Kalani. Yeah.
Or Kalani, but I think that just because Kalani is so much older,
yeah,
she can look misplaced. And also by her being darker on a color, like, point of view, there's not a blonde.
Yeah.
You know, you need someone who stands out, and if you're going to...
Brynn stands out.
Yeah, Brynn stands out in the center. If there was still JoJo and even Chloe involved, I would say not so much, and then maybe Kalani could stand out more, but on a visual standpoint...
Brynn stands out,
yeah. Totally. And also, I just... Okay, so the ending of Brynn's dance... They just focused on her face. They just zoomed in.
Don't show it. Yeah.
They didn't show her finish.
It's like, here's her face.
Is there anyone out there?
It's like, did you forget what her face looks like?
Right. Yeah. Send me the link on Twitter and tell me where I can see the full dance, if there's something out there.
I'll look and see if I can find it.
Yeah, because I just want to see, like, the whole thing. Yeah?
I feel like... Not her close-up of her face at the end, yeah.
I know. So, let's move on to Fight Camp, and that's the group, and it's under the category specialty, which I thought was interesting.
I thought it was Well, Abby compared it to the dance that the moms wanted to pull.
Oh.
And I thought it was a lot better than that
I agree
dance.
With you. Yeah, I think she was just kind of throwing that in their face.
I was like... the name is similar, but, there's more to it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I agree with you. Like, when we saw the other dance, it was just kind of flat.
Yeah.
And there wasn't too much involved.
There wasn't really a lot, yeah.
This one had, like, flips and a lot of stuff going on. The only critique I can say is that when we were watching it, Becca and I watched it over and over. The minis need to keep up.
They had a hard time keeping up.
They had such a hard time. And I think Abby saw that.
I thought Ariana kept up pretty well.
She did. That was, I think she was the only mini that really just was great on timing and also face. And I think Abby is having a hard time with who to cut because she's not sure. There's potential there in all of them.
I think after the awards, jumping forward a bit.
Uh-huh.
When she was, like, deciding who to cut.
Yeah.
Or trying to decide.
Uh-huh.
We kind of saw how much she actually really cares about these kids.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, look at those poor little minis' faces. Every single little girl
was
crying.
She was crying, too.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
emotions.
Totally. I mean, if you looked at those poor little girls, though, looking back at you with doe eyes, crying,
I
couldn't.
That would be a disaster.
I wouldn't be able to hold it either.
No.
No, I mean, you feel bad. There's no one that you can really cut. To be honest, I'm not even sure if she'll cut anyone.
I mean, I think they're all incredible. But I think at the end of the day, it's like the producers telling her to cut people out. Create an interesting storyline.
We'll just skip to the end real quick. We'll talk about the whole crying thing since we're already on it. I was confused because I'm like, why are these poor little girls sobbing so much?
At the end, and like hugging their moms.
Hugging their moms. I mean, they were that terrified. I think that there was more said.
Yeah, after Abby walked out, because it felt edited at the end.
Totally edited.
It felt like something was cut out in the middle.
I know. I'm like, wait, there's something. We missed it. And we went back three times. I'm like,
really? Nope.
Why are they crying that much? Yeah. I mean, yes, I get it. You might be cut, but there had to be more there for them to be at that level of sobbing and all of that.
There had to be something said, like, behind the scenes. And totally. I kind of want to know, but
I kind of want to know, too.
I feel like we won't know.
No, any, like, PAs out there, anyone like
let's
that,
know.
Let us know what they said.
We want to know.
Feel free to tell us via Twitter, DMs, anything. So let's move on to awards. So Kendall got third. Kendall got third. I'm surprised she got third. I think that visually that's why she got third, because it looks so great. Just colors, the whole setup of her coming out. Yeah, her makeup. Everything looked perfect. It was just that technique. And yeah, she's of course a great dancer, but it's just, there's so much at this point that she could improve on. It's very, very clear.
If she stepped up her facial expressions during her dances and her acting and stuff, she would get first.
Hands down, she would get
like
first.
Just a tiny bit even.
Maybe it's her mother that keeps giving her like all this anxiety. Like,
yeah.
Because Jill is just too much for me to watch. I couldn't imagine having her on a daily basis. And I feel like Jill doesn't have enough confidence in her daughter.
Maybe that's it.
She doesn't have confidence. I feel like she's just kind
of like... I feel like we have more confidence.
We have totally more confidence in Kendall. Yeah. And I feel really bad. I feel like, you know, Jill is constantly saying something and then it goes in the back of Kendall's mind. Yeah.
Because she's a teenager.
Even when she was a baby, though. Even when she was a baby, because she was constantly being compared to Maddie. And I think that
it
comparison... Yeah, it shouldn't.
And no, all the people... She's her own person, and she's an incredible dancer.
And you need to be comfortable with yourself. So, and anyone who says otherwise, I'm sorry, I have to disagree with you. I think that no matter who you're next to, you need to fight to be better than them. Just have to. I mean, if in the end of the day, it's who gets the job and who gets that paycheck when they cross that line of 18. And, you know, if you're not going
to
be
it. Even with
the
singing thing, she needs to be more confident.
Everything. Yeah. And actually, she was a better singer than Nia.
I feel like she could have a career in singing.
She totally could.
She's not bad.
But she needs that level of confidence. And we can see that over and over again. I'll just, you know, differ from the subject really quick. Like, if you look at anyone like Britney Spears or Madonna or, I mean, even Beyonce, who can sing, all of those people can sing. I'm just saying that there's people who have stronger voices and they're not as successful. It's that confidence and that stage presence that makes you a star. They need to realize that. So moving on, though, Brynn got first.
Not surprising at all.
I love Brynn. I think that Brynn is flawless. Brynn has been flawless, especially in this episode.
Yeah. No, I think maybe she should step up the facials a little bit.
Totally.
But besides that, I think everything's working for her.
You know, it's not just facial expressions either. It's that passion.
Yeah.
Like,
I think she has passion.
She totally does. But she needs to put that on her face.
Yeah.
Because she has that passion, so that's why she moves that way and with fluidity. And she has technique for days, and she works on it. That's where her passion is. But she needs to show it here.
In her face.
And, like, Maddie had a sense of, like, love. Like, she loved what she did.
She loved being on stage in the spotlight.
Right.
Yeah.
And they need to do that, too. So that's the problem. And group number Fight Camp got number one, first place.
Yes, not surprising, I don't think.
No,
not surprised. I think it was incredible.
I thought it was really great. And I think also it is hard to dance with minis, and it's also hard to dance with...
it's hard for the minis to dance
with
vice versa.
Right.
Yeah.
Totally. And that whole flip, probably they should have practiced on that a little bit more.
I mean, I would never be able to do anything close to that, so...
I mean, we're not talking about us.
Can't judge.
We're not talking about us, but I can I can judge them.
Yes.
Because they're dancers.
That's true.
And, yeah, they probably should have worked on that a little bit more. But it's great that they got first. Any last thoughts about this whole episode? And then the opening of season 7.
The promo.
Yeah, let's get into predictions. Let's get into predictions. No? No predictions?
No.
No? Am we get the lights? No lights! All right! Well,
yes!
Predictions. Great. So what do you think?
I'm excited to see, who gets added to the team as the season goes on, because I know that there's a couple... girls who are being added.
Yeah.
I wonder, if she'll end up actually, cutting the minis.
Yeah, all together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or any of the minis.
Yeah.
Or if anyone will just, drop out like Peyton did.
Because
I feel like that's more likely at this point than her cutting the minis.
I could see that. I could see that. I think we're going to see a lot more breakdowns, but in more unique ways and for unique instances, I guess you can say. I'm not sure if they'll touch on Abby's legal stuff too much. I don't know what the end is going to look like. I'm not even sure if they know what the end of season 7 looks like because they're still filming from what I understand. So I don't know how this is going to go. But
I'm pretty stumped when it comes to how is it gonna end up for Abby?
Yeah. So I think though with the little girls, maybe 3 will stay. Maybe she'll cut one.
That would.
Yeah, it would suck.
That'd be sad.
I think that. I mean, maybe that's why Abby was crying. But I think that maybe the little brown haired girl. What's her name? I forget. The brown haired one.
Ah.
What's her name?
Yeah, Eliana.
Is that Eliana?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I like Ariana, Alexis. Alexis, Ariana are staying for sure. And Liliana, we know, is staying.
Yes.
So it's the other little girl. I'm not sure, if she'll be there. Honestly, I think that they're all great. And I guess we'll have to see who's going to get cut and not.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe she'll just keep them all and just say, hey, I need you all, and then later on she'll cut people.
I'm thinking that they're going to
drop them
a
off.
Couple are going to drop off on their own.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
She's not going to have to cut anyone. That,
that makes
there's
sense.
There's going to be a breakdown, and they're going to be like, bye.
Right? Stacey is a lot.
Yeah.
Stacey, I think, is at the end of her rope, so maybe her and Alexis will... I think Alexis is her daughter, right?
Stacey is...
She's blonde. Is it Liliana? Yeah. Okay, see, I'm having an issue with the moms and the kids.
I don't know what Alexis
I need to make a chart. Yeah, I mean... I don't even know if they'll stay, so we'll see what happens. But maybe, one of the big girls will leave, too, just like JoJo did.
Ooh.
Yeah, and move on. Maybe Kendall. I don't know.
I could see if any of them moved on, I could see Kendall.
Yeah, Kendall. Or maybe even Kalani.
I think, maybe.
Kalani staying until the end. The end. So maybe it is the end. I don't know.
Oh.
We just don't know.
And we don't know when the end is. Yeah.
This might be the last season. We never know
we
what's
know.
Going on because things are totally changing. I mean, if this was
true.
Season 3, I could say it'll keep going even when
Chloe
was off and Brooke and all of them. I would think, oh, no, it's still happening. But at this point, I think that
with
things are going
everything
real downhill.
Happening, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So I guess we'll see what happens. But Black Patsy's back. Kathy's back.
Yes,
we have everyone coming back. I'm excited to see Kathy. I'm
excited for Kathy, yeah.
She's been probably waiting, just like spinning her web.
I like when she's in the show.
I want to see Vivi.
Oh, yeah.
Remember Vivi? Vivi, yes. She was like, I just want to play baseball and eat hot dogs. I think that was her line. Yeah, same. Always.
I feel like Vivi and Mackenzie would have been really good friends had they gone in to know each other more.
Totally, totally. So let's see how everything plays out.
Yes.
You guys, I'm Jennifer Leone. You could find me on Instagram and Twitter at Jennifer Leone TV. And follow AfterBuzz TV as well. Give us a 5-star rating on SoundCloud and iTunes. Give us a thumbs up and a little comment telling us what you think. We want to know what you guys think of this episode and your predictions for Season 7. Is this the beginning of the end? We are not sure. So, Becca, tell them where they can find you.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Becca B Talks TV.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.